Hi, California Ag Industry. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays on KMJ's Ag Hour at 5 a.m. for California's weekly commodity and market price updates. You can also visit theagcenter.com for more information and detail on these reports. Thanks. Hi, Sean Haynes with the AgriCFO and the Ag Center, your weekly update in commodity prices here in California. Dairy prices slid off a little bit this week, about 1646 range. A lot of that just kind of a little softening as far as forward pricing goes in the next 4 months for cheese and butter. Although they've been holding up pretty well, global demand or global pricing came down for those two products, put some pressure on pricing in the U.S. But I think the long range outlook has been improving for milk price. USDA's has as well. And given the fact that even with this ample supply they've been producing butter, ample supply of cheese they've been producing in both the U.S. and the world, it's still moving and the prices are still kind of holding up fairly steady. I still think there's a butter capacity issue in the EU to take advantage of some of this extra milk. And they're going to be looking to us for that. Nowhere else in the world can you produce it right now. And second thing, we're heading into kind of a better season. You know, typically we have spring flush. Once we have spring flush and get in the summer months, heat comes on. Spring flush goes away, get a little bit less production. So we'll see how it shows up. We also have a higher demand because of cream and things like that for ice cream. So with all those being said, I'm looking at mid-$15 mark for this month, February, jumping up to the $17 range pretty quickly in April and May and kind of holding there for long-term outlook so far. If we get into that range, most guys are making money. Forage prices still staying pretty consistent. Hulls in the $93 to $105 range. Not a lot of change there. Corn silage contracts starting to see some of those in the $62 range in the field per ton. No real talk yet on the winter forage. There's kind of a shortage of winter forage as far as availability to sell right now. A lot of guys didn't plant because of Sigma water concerns. And we'll see where that all kind of plays out as things kind of come to fruition. This crop gets brought in April and May on the winter crop side. On the beef side, still good production, good prices on that side, $5.75 per pound for 4.5 weights of the last sale. Next sale is coming up this next week. We'll see if that kind of holds so far. But being that said, you know, calves are at $14.75 for cross calves, $8.75 for Holstein bull calves, $9.25 for Jersey beef cross calves. There's just a shortage of cattle. The report came out recently. The inventory is down another 3% from prior years. We're only feeding about 25% of the animals that we had been out here, at least in the West Coast, that we had in prior years, you know, in 6, 7, 8 years past because of just availability of cattle. Even with the additional cattle coming from Argentina, it's a little blip on the side of the market. It's really not going to have a long-term effect here. What I'm worried about is Brazil. Brazil's really turning on the production capacity where they're at, shipping cattle at an ever-increasing rate into China and getting a long-term hold there, as well as bringing more beef into here as we reduce these tariffs and quotas on them. The administration, again, is going to have to bring beef in to get that beef price per down for the consumer on the ground beef side. And that's not being helped by the fact that the packers are also losing money at these high margins. You know, Milwaukee plant's going to get shut down again by Cargill. Again, they've got to consolidate production into fewer facilities to get their economies of scale back. We're seeing a ground beef and rendering plant, with ground beef and cut up plant here in California, Riverside getting shut down as well. And so as you continue to see tightening availability of production and packing capacity, that's going to create bottlenecks in the market, could produce downside price risk, but also it's going to cause some additional logistical risks as far as getting stuff into the retail market and maybe reduce some of the retail power that's been showing up recently and pushing down these packers. So a lot going on the beef side, as well as the fact that we still have this looming threat of screwworm coming across the border from down south. Almond prices staying fairly consistent, about $2.50 for nonpareils and $2.40 for cows. Everybody's watching this bloom period right now to see what's going to happen. We've got some seasonal rains coming in and some heavy weather for the next week, which is right in the middle of the heaviest bloom period of the year, as well as flight time for bees. And we'll have to see what the long-term effect that's going to have on bloom and eventually production. And if that, you know, market sentiment's felt, it's going to cause an upside price pressure on almonds. So everybody's kind of holding their breath on that side. Walnuts have been looking about $1 per pound for a while, but came back, really big crop, good quality. It's knocked about 20, 30 cents off. So we're down to 75 to 80 cent range again, which is about break even for most guys. Not a really good look, but it's kind of where we're at. And we'll have to see where that kind of plays out as the market gets moved and Chile comes on with their production, what quality they've got. So that's what I got this week on commodities here in California. Thanks.
Want to get your brand in front of California's agricultural community? Sponsor a segment like this on the Ag Center News. Reach growers and industry leaders with your message. Contact us today to secure your spot.